Let's move to the GRIP program. Tell me what GRIP stands for.
We do have an exciting program in the future, the GRIP program, and that's the name we have up in Washington, D.C. It's a Grower Replanting Initiative Program, GRIP. But what's interesting on this one, this program is to take your existing research, the existing science, what we learned over the last 10 years on HLB. What did we learn as to if you were going to replant? What rootstock would you use? What nutritions? What inputs would you put into the groves? How would you control the psyllid? What's your best chance to plant a new citrus grove in the state of Florida that will get our production back to what it was prior to HLB? So the thought is, and we have received concept approval from USDA to have basically grower field trials. Grower field trials that will could exceed 5,000 acres. In the history of the world, we haven't had that type of planting that were truly field trials to see how citrus can grow, be productive in the face of HLB. It is research-driven. It will be allocated to growers or programs around the state. We're looking at 20 or 50-acre blocks around the state of these new plantings. By the way, there will be a program for smaller growers that might not replant 25 acres, but instead might do some resets of existing groves. So this program is not just a cost-share program for growers. What's more important is these are research trials, real grower trials, grower-driven, with the best research that's currently available. And what we want to demonstrate to growers, to our legislators, to our congressmen, that we have a program that can address new plantings now. Now, we have to keep the basic research in place. We still have to work on our existing trees and keep them productive. We got to also look for a absolute solution for the future. But in the interim, this could be our best bet for plantings to keep the Florida infrastructure, to keep our communities and growers back in place to be sustainable until the ultimate solution is found.
For HLB.
For HLB. All of this focuses on HLB.
This is funded by whom and at what level?
Well, and that's the interesting challenge, because the majority of the dollars will be funded by USDA in the old CHIRP program. But we're also going to, as always, all research, growers have skin in the games. So that's grower who will sign up for this project. He'll have his cost involved. So there'll be grower dollars as part of this program, federal dollars, and we're actively, aggressively right now trying to seek state general revenue dollars that would supplement it. As Secretary Perdue told us, he likes the win-win-win program. Let's get a program that's funded by the state of Florida, funded by USDA, and the individual growers. Now, in Tallahassee, they refer to this program of a massive field trial, grower field trial. The feds call it a GRIP. I don't care what name you call it. What I want to see is everybody working together to get these massive actual grower field trials in the state of Florida. I'm looking forward to that soon. It might be as early as July 1 where programs could be authorized and new trees planted that would participate in this program.
How much has the USDA allocated so far?
We're continuing to go through what they refer to a co-op agreement. There's cost estimate and contracts. And as I mentioned early, we're getting to the final concepts of this program. But it could be, and I would expect, an $8 million program from the feds. Hopefully the state of Florida might be able to supplement that by another $4 million. Growers would have this. This is significant. This could be a $15 million program for the first 2 years. So it's a large investment by the government, the feds, and the state, but the one that is critical to the Florida citrus industry and one that will support not only the state of Florida, first and foremost, but everybody in the United States who enjoys and consumes and drinks Florida orange juice.
Mike, I think I saw somewhere something you wrote, a 50% cost share growers who plant can get up to 50% reimbursement.
And you know what? That's one of the details that would be wonderful. That was a goal. It's very likely. Dollars are so tight, all of the allocations of fund, but there will be some financial reimbursement to growers who participate with this. So that 50% cost was, boy, that was a dream, and that's still a goal. But I think what's important is those growers that receive funding for this project, they're taking a lot of risk. They're putting in new trees. They're using current research that hasn't been proven on this level. They're making commitments of 25 and 50 acres with no guarantees that that fruit will ever see the marketplace. So it's good that there's some financial reimbursement to the grower, but I'm trying to back away a little bit of our dream of a 50% cost share program.
I believe researchers are going to go monitor what's happening in these groves and put it all together so they can report what really works best for HLB, correct?
You know, that's an excellent point. If you think about it conceptually, there'll be a stakeholder, grower oversight committee. The best researchers around the world are also around the world, and certainly in the state of Florida, are sitting on and will be part of the technical oversight. So the development and the allocation of the program is truly in the hands of the growers. And your point, the most important part is there will be follow-up. There will be reports. These groves would be open to growers where they can see for it themselves, but as importantly, researchers following up as to the effectiveness of this combination in this area of the state, whether it's the Indian River or the Ridge or Southwest Florida or the Northern Tier. Different groves are going to be planted differently, but each one will be fully evaluated and presented back for all growers to review.
Will these be, or is this set yet, some UF IFAS researchers, USDA researchers who will be involved?
In fact, it's exciting to take this concept and try to get it implemented. It's a critically important detail, and that is not known yet. It could be CRDF, our Citrus Research Development Foundation. I would expect they would be participating in this program. I would also expect the IFAS researchers, possibly the extension agency of IFAS. And let's not forget our other partner down USDA in Fort Pierce. They very well could be part of this team effort. So even though there hasn't been a specific assignment or a contract written, I think everybody will be participating at some level on the GRIP, or the, as we say in Tallahassee right now, the grower field trials.
It's obvious much is still being nailed down. You think growers will be able to sign up sometime this summer and get started?
You know what, the glass is always half full, and I am encouraged, but we're working now. Once the government, federal government, started back up, we're trying to get that cooperative agreement. We've got to get the administration side, all the details we just talked about, tied down, hopefully, for those growers to participate later this summer.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.